Lawmakers and civil rights advocates say it is time to reform the state's civil forfeiture laws, which allow law enforcement to seize and keep people's money and property they think is part of a drug crime. This push comes after a WBUR and ProPublica investigation revealed many people lost cash and property to the state, even if they had no related drug charge or conviction. WBUR's Saurabh Datta has details on this story, which was supported by the Pulitzer Center.
Massachusetts prosecutors have the lowest legal burden of proof in the country to keep seized property and cash. Prosecutors can also hold on to assets indefinitely. WBUR's investigation into Worcester County forfeitures revealed that in hundreds of instances, District Attorney Joseph D. Early Jr. waited years before giving people a chance to fight for their money in court. Early says his office follows the law, but legal experts call the wait times a potential due process violation. Lawmakers now say there needs to be a time limit to file such forfeitures in court.
If the legislature makes a decision to take action on civil asset forfeiture reform, a timeliness standard should be part of that.
That's Senator Jamie Eldridge, who co-chaired a state commission to reform forfeiture laws. The commission recently issued recommendations to change forfeiture statutes, but a time limit was not among them. WBUR's analysis of 2018 forfeitures in Worcester County also found that in nearly a quarter of the incidents, there was no related drug case or conviction. Yet, district attorneys kept the money and property. Lawmakers need to update forfeiture laws to hold law enforcement accountable, says Rasan Hall. He heads up the racial justice program at the ACLU of Massachusetts.
There's more than enough evidence to show that it is a problem and that something needs to be done about it. And my hope is, and I will continue to advocate for this, that the legislature changes the law so that civil asset forfeiture can no longer be abused by police and district attorneys, and that people have some protections against the current practices.
DA Early says he will now file forfeitures within 2 years of a criminal case concluding. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Saurabh Datar.